The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Whether it was the Labour leadership contest last week or the cabinet reshuffle this week, the notion of people's age and calls for generational change have been spoken about a lot lately, with complete abandonment on the question of ageism. But anyway, a lot of people now are hale and hearty and certainly don't feel like hanging up their boots at certain times. So if you've ever thought about change in your own life, could be career path, back to school, da-di-da-di-da, you know, there is always opportunity if you want to do it. So I'm joined by four people now who have all found themselves at a kind of a crossroads in their life and taken turns, as it were, in every direction. So can I welcome to studio Barry O'Reilly, Fintan Cooney, Pat Costello and Patricia Boyd. Barry, I start with you. You were made redundant in 2011.
I was made redundant in December 2011,
yeah.
New Year's Eve. Yes, 31st of December.
That was a great little present for the new year, wasn't it?
A lovely present. But it gave me the impetus to finally decide what I was going to do. Because if I can go back slightly to February of 2010, my boss came to me and he said, do you realise that you will retire in 32 months? What are you going to do? So I had suddenly thought, wow, what am I going to do? I don't play sports. I don't play golf or anything like that. So was I going to sit drooling in a corner for the rest of my days? So at the same time then, I was reading about Pat Falvey, who you may know as the explorer.
Yes, absolutely.
And I had read his story, how he had been lost his businesses and made redundant and climbed Everest. So I decided, what is my Everest? And I picked on UCC. So I'm now beyond base camp and striking for the summit. I'm finally entering my third and final year in UCC.
What did you decide to study?
I intended to do English and politics, but then I had to pick two other subjects, which were sociology and philosophy. And I really fell in love with sociology. So I'm now doing English and sociology for my degree.
Right. I'll come back to you in a second about what the whole experience was like. Patricia, what's your skill?
I started off as a language graduate and I headed off to Peru for 2 years. That's all I wanted to do, was to go to South America, which I did and I loved. I came back and I started teaching English as a foreign language, which I also enjoyed. And then I was coming up to my 30s and I wasn't married and I'd very little money. Any money I earned, I would spend on travelling, and I'd go off for a few months, come back, start off again. And then I thought I would do law. And I remember going to my father and I was saying, Dad, I'm thinking of doing law. And he said, you're too old. I said, I'm 30. Too old. You won't be able to study. And I said, well, look at it this way. I hope I'll reach the age of 35 and I might as well be 35 and a solicitor as 35 and not a solicitor. So he thought about this, thought it was a wonderful idea. And off I went. And the next 5 years were tough. Very little money, lots of study, enjoyable as well. And then at the age of 35, I qualified. And I spent 20 years in the law. And coming towards the end of those 20 years, I was thinking, I think I've had enough time in an office. I think I want to be a bit more freelance. And I enjoyed those 20 years very, very much. And I made a bit of money, so I had the freedom to choose after that what I might do. And then I did a course in mediation, which is a powerful, powerful tool. But I didn't get any work in mediation. My own fault, really. But it was very useful to have done it anyway.
Yeah.
And then last year, I decided to study to be a tour guide. So I'd already done some work as a tour leader and that. So I did the Fáilte Ireland course.
Yeah.
And now this summer, I'm working with Pat Liddy Walking Tours. So I'm out and about every day or a few days a week.
Lovely.
Walking the streets of Dublin, sometimes in Spanish, sometimes in English, sometimes even in French.
And sometimes you slum it in places like Cuba and the Baltic.
I know, that's my winter work. because I speak Spanish, I do some work for a company called Kudu. They specialise in cultural walking holidays. And I go to Chile and Argentina and Cuba and that in the in the winter, so that's good fun. But the one thing, to get my qualification, what they call the badge, I'm aiming for the badge, I need to do some what they call extended tours, which are coach tours around the country. So I'm looking for that kind of work at the moment,
right.
So that I can get the full qualification right. by next year.
And are you enjoying it?
I love it.
When
love
everybody
it.
Is late to the bus or somebody has left their bag in the hotel room, do you not want to clock them?
No. It all gets sorted out.
Right, okay.
But what I'd really encourage people to do, especially people from Dublin who don't know their city, go on one of these guided walks and you'll discover corners of the city you never knew existed. It's great fun. So
right.
come along and have a good time.
So you're on your third career now.
At least.
Okay, now I have to say, as I come to you, Fintan, your ambition strikes some people as a bit odd.
Yeah, maybe so, Marion. My story is that I worked in an advertising agency for about 25 years. I worked in a number of different agencies. It was something I did directly after I left college. And a few years ago, I said to myself, look, I really don't want to do this for the rest of my life. And I went through a process of thinking about what I might like to do.
Yeah.
But there was a particular career that I'd always been interested in, and anyone who knew me knew that I was interested in this career, and I'd looked into it several times in my life previously, and that was funeral undertaking. So just over 2 years ago,
cheerful
I left.
Little.
Yeah. Some might say, yeah, but so I left advertising just under 2 years ago, and I took up a career as a funeral director, and I've no regrets. I'm very happy in my new career, and it's something I've always wanted to do.
Why?
I don't know exactly why, but it's almost like I felt I had a vocation to this.
Right.
I like the idea of helping people.
Right.
And certainly in my profession, that's what I do. I help people at a very difficult time of their
Indeed,
lives.
Indeed, yeah.
At a time when maybe they're very vulnerable and they need help. And I find that very satisfying. They really appreciate it, what I can do for them at that time. And it's very different to what I did before.
Right.
Of course. And I've no regrets about the 25 years I spent in advertising. I found that a very rewarding and satisfying and exciting career.
Yeah.
But it was very stressful. And I don't think you always felt that you were doing something terribly rewarding or getting
useful.
A lot of positive feedback
yeah.
for what
yeah.
you did do. This, on the other hand, is the polar opposite in that respect.
Right. Pat, now we've worked together before. I didn't realise that you had gone yet again in another direction.
Well, this third direction is kind of just a game. My third thing, I suppose I better start at
yes.
the beginning.
Yeah.
Originally I was a teacher. Now I'm amazed by the people here at this table because I never had any ambition. My ambition was to leave school, get money to buy clothes, maybe go to the bank, or else a glamour job like Aer Lingus. But I gathered it was too small and not glamorous. So that didn't work out. Anyway, I was forced. This was the good old days when you were 16 or 17 and you did what your parent told you.
Yeah.
And I went to college and I took the quickest degree I could find, which was modern languages, did that, and then was forced to do my HDIP just in case I'd need it. Although I never wanted to teach. Like, I belong to three generations of teachers and they're all a bit fusty. You know, there were always copybooks and serious things, and that wasn't me, I thought. Anyway, I ended up teaching and I actually loved it.
There you go.
Yeah, I know.
Mother knows best.
Exactly. But then I too, luckily, was made redundant because I was coming to my 40s. The school closed. We were the first ever to be made redundant. So I remember I was on holidays in Italy and I was talking to the Italians. We house swapped. Is there a letter there for me? And I was there. So I plunged in, accepted redundancy and left. So I did nothing either. I had to be persuaded again by a friend of my mother's. Even in my 40s, I wasn't old enough to decide on another career. And she said, you have to do something. What are you good at? You can't be hanging around with the kids. And she was right. So I got accepted in Rathmines to do journalism. And then I got in here gradually. Slowly, through Jerry Ryan and all of the other exciting programmes. So I have retired properly at
yeah.
65. I'm now nearly 68. So I
You're
reckon
not.
I'm the oldest here.
Barely, yes. I will be 67 in October.
Yeah, and what are you up to now?
Well, look, when I was in school, 73 girls did honours maths. I was actually good
in the whole country.
In the whole country. And I actually liked maths. Now, I reckon I have enough languages, kind of having Latin, to get me through Europe. And I couldn't possibly learn Japanese or Chinese. Now, I do love travelling like Patricia there as well. And I've been loads of different places. And I can get by with my European languages. But I didn't want to learn another one. So I decided to go back and do maths. And the Leaving Cert was a very different kettle of fish when I was in school. So I had to go back, I thought, to basics. I had a past Leaving Cert. So I've gone back. I did, and they're free, these courses. It was the old vocational schools. They'll give you free courses in English and in maths. It's fantastic. So I did that. And then this summer, this June, I did my past Leaving Cert. Now, it was hard. I found it really hard. There were times when
But you found it exciting.
Oh, I still am so excited. Do you know, it's like having, I've described it in the Irish Times as having a lover. And I actually take him to bed. My husband is quite jealous. I bring my maths books up and I've already bought next year's for honours maths. And I'm doing my sums in bed.
Right, well, there you go. And I gather you're already preparing to do your master's.
I'm doing a master's in criminology, yeah.
As you would.
As you do, yeah. Yeah.
And none of you see... Well, no, you were talking about a job. You were talking about jobs. It's not so much about doing it for a job as doing it for the pleasure of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would hope to get a job out of it again. I mean, I need to start earning money again as the old age pension doesn't cover a lot.
Right.
That's all I have.
Yeah. Was it... Your fees were free.
They were. They were.
Yeah, yeah. The availability of free education is an absolute godsend.
Listen to me, it's a God's gift to people like me. And if there's anybody out there at all who is contemplating going back to third level education, grab it by both hands and go for it.
How did you get on with the young students?
Initially, it was very daunting because you're invisible, quite literally. They just see through you. But after a while, once they get to know you, they're very nice. They're lovely.
Right.
And we get on very well with one another.
Yeah. You found that they're not very communicative.
They're not very communicative at all, particularly in tutorials. They just don't know how to speak up. And I found myself blurting to fill the silences.
Because your relationship with tutors and lecturers would be different.
It was totally different because I'm older than all of them.
Yeah.
So I was able to relate to them on a one-to-one level, you know, yeah, on a personal level. And I feel with the young students coming in, they've had this relationship with their teacher, which was kind of hierarchical.
Yeah.
And they still can't get over that bounds.
Right.
And to relate to their tutors and lecturers on a one-to-one basis.
So what are you saying to people? Just never say die and keep on.
Keep on plugging.
Absolutely. And I think age is not a barrier.
No.
I felt very old when I started studying law. I was the oldest in my class. But it was a great advantage. And the older you get... Sometimes the more efficient you are with your time, you don't have the outside distractions, you can concentrate on your study and you can have lots of fun. And what I'm doing at the moment as a tour guide, age is not a barrier at all. We've got college students doing it, people in their 60s and 70s and so on. And for me, what I find extraordinary is going around the streets of Dublin citing dates. And
because you have
paid history in my
and I think that's a very good lesson too, that there is
so
always
hope for us all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I took great inspiration from other people who had done it.
Right.
You know.
Okay, well, let people bear that in mind, because as I say, there's a lot of negativity about age around at the moment. We're going to have to leave it